And we're talking, you know, this is early in the season, but that you were shooting roughly around 20% from the three-point land. And it almost seemed like that you were looking for certain players that were going to go ahead and put them up. And you didn't really take too many. That you were looking more for about like 16-foot shots. And those are the ones that were pretty successful for you tonight.
Yeah, I may have been ingrained in them a little bit too much on being real selective on the threes. I thought we let a few go. We probably should have shot tonight. We'll work on that.
We won't tell the team you said that. It's yeah. Okay.
the biggest thing we've been working on is trying to take the highest percentage shot on the floor. And, we've got a few guys still aren't hitting it. And I've been reviewing over and over our floor percentages, and something we definitely have to work on. And I tell them, though, right now, we with the defense we have, if we can correct the offense, we're going to be in good shape.
Well, you're at 2-2 on the season right now, and you go on and play. You actually have a week off now, January 7th, home against Sandusky for your next game here. So, well, best of luck to you.
Well, what I've seen of them, they've got some good guard play this year. Doesn't seem like the loss of the big player has really hurt them too much. And again, we've been doing a pretty good job on the defense, on the guard end, and hopefully we keep that pressure up with them.
Well, now, best of luck to you out there.
You do have a young team. You know, let's be honest about that.
Yes.
But this is a great learning experience for them.
Yes.
To get into a game like this, especially down the road. How many days is that, Clark, to districts?
68 days until districts.
Yes. Well, and our big goal is every day we want to play harder in practice, work harder in practice. Every game we want to get better. And there were some good things tonight. Again, I can't emphasize how great they played on defense. And that's something, you know, that's a mainstay with me. And we got to keep improving that. But I think the offense will come, and I really think when that time comes, we're going to be tough.
I think you're right. I think Ubley tonight played a whale of a ball game. They had a nice strategy going as far as switching up the zones on you, so they didn't you didn't know exactly if it was a two-man front or a three-man front, way to attack it and so forth. And
we kind of worked on that, anticipating that, but until you see it in the game, it's you're a little more hesitant than in practice. So,
well, especially after coming off such a long break over Christmas. I mean, this first game back's always tough.
Yes,
and we saw it in the shooting percentages, but you really fought through it. So,
yes,
nice work.
Yeah. And again, hats off to my players. They did a fantastic job tonight. They held themselves together, probably a little better than I did, but they did a nice job. Very proud of them.
Hey, every win's pretty.
Yeah, it looks good in the box score, right?
That's right.
Well, that's the head coach for the Bad Axe Hatchets, Mark Krug, who now goes to 2-2 on the season. And we will return with your post-game show right after this on the WLAW Sports Network.
Do any of these scenarios sound familiar to you?
Oh, I dropped my phone again. That's the third time this week.
This phone is ancient. I really need to upgrade to a smartphone.
What can I get my wife for Christmas?
Or maybe worse. If any of these scenarios are plaguing you, get into Thumb Cellular and take advantage of their free smartphone promotion going on now through the Christmas season. There are three great free smartphones to choose from: the LG F90, the Moto G, and the LG Optimus Select. Or take a look at the huge savings on many other popular phones, including the all-new LG G3 and the Samsung Galaxy S5. Visit your local Thumb Cellular office this Christmas season before the new year in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Or go to thumbcellular.com. Offers good while supplies last. Terms of service apply. And it's only from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Well, when it came down to it, the Bad Axe Hatchets taking it out 41-39 over the hosting Ubley Bearcats. Leading scorer for both teams, Tommy Morneau with 19 points. Mason Krug with 10, Jared Brown with 8, and then Andrew Sutton had 4 points for Bannex. As a team, they shot 7 for 10 from the free throw line for 7%. The Ugly Bearcats, leading the scorer was Jeffrey Wright with 13, Kurt Kibonski had 12, Daniel Mirov with 10, Jonathan Bisher with 3, and Aaron Klama, the sophomore, moved up first game on varsity with 1 free throw. 6 for 14 from the free throw line, all coming in the second half for 42.8% from the charity stripe. And Johnny, you don't want to look at, I mean, it could have been anything that could have made the difference in this game here, but leaving 8 free throws out there makes a big difference in a very tight game.
That's the name of the game. I mean, you've got to go ahead and make sure that you are making your free throws, especially at home. Ugly had a golden opportunity. I think Ugly played a whale of a ball game. I'm going to tell you right now, I love the strategy that they employed. Switching defenses, keeping Bad Axe off balance. It almost darn near worked.
And, you know, looking at the turnovers here, Bad Axe had 15 turnovers on the day. Ugly only had 8, and they only had 3 in the second half. So they played a very good game. It's just, unfortunately, a few things went Bad Axe's way in the very end, and a 2-point victory for the Hatchets.
Foul shooting. But, you know, this is a good lesson to learn in December. Come March, it's going to be a different ball game.
Oh, and I would like to see this game again come March.
We might just do that.
I need to take a look at the brackets for the district, see exactly where that one is going to take us. But, John Mooney, final thoughts here from Ugly, Michigan.
Yeah, as far as shooting percentages are concerned, the Bearcats shot 27%. Just kick it up a notch, and by golly, that's the difference between victory and defeat. For the Hatchets, you know, they stole one on a away floor. They were 16 for 49, 32%. You know, that's not by any means that they think that they've got you know, everything down pat right now. This is a great learning experience for the Hatchets. One of the things that old coach John Wooden talked about was competitive greatness up there on the top of the pyramid of success, is that when you want to be at your best, you got to be at your best and during these kind of moments. And that's exactly what happened down the stretch for the Bad Axe Hatchets.
Well, Bad Axe now improves to 2-2. Their next game is against Sandusky on the 7th, a week from tonight. As far as Ugly goes, their next game, they are now at 0-4 on the season. And they have a week off as well. They play Friday, next Friday, at Cass City on the road. And then, of course, for both teams after that is when they start divisional play. John Mooney, final thoughts?
Yes, don't forget debuting the baseline.
The baseline on Sunday, of course, at 7 p.m. with Clark Ramsey, John Mooney, and that guy walking across the court right now, Paul P. Adams. He will be joining us in studio for live from the Clark Ramsey Manor on the east side campus of WLEW Sports for the debut of the baseline. We're not really quite sure what it's going to entail.
Again, for our listening audience, that is January 4th, Sunday.
January 4th, a Sunday. We'll see the next in the year next year.
And the next day, on the 5th, we have a very good game with Peck coming to Harbor Beach. That'll be the Buccaneer Classic.
Oh, there you go. The swashbuckling, we'll call it, classic. Why not? Everything else is called a classic these days. First time they played in years, let's call it a classic. You know, it really bugs me, the Cotton Bowl. This is completely a side effect. I really like what the bowls are going back with the Big Six, you know, the New Year's Six. You got the Orange Bowl. You've got the Citrus Bowl. You've got the Cotton Bowl. You've got, but then the administrators of the Cotton Bowl throw on the word classic. It's unnecessary. You know if it's a classic or not. Just call the darn Cotton Bowl and be done with it. But that's a whole side note right there. But congratulations to Michigan and bringing in Jim Harbaugh, or as the Free Press said, John Harbaugh. But
well, they were just happy it was a Harbaugh, I think.
Well, we'll see. It'll be interesting to see how this really changes things up. And
I don't think it's going to change all that much right away. I really don't. What this did, this is a move that is more toward the future, I believe, because we're talking about the lifeblood of any program is your recruits, and that's going to come in time.
Well, we'll see. Of course, in our next WLEW Sports broadcast will be this for Sunday, like John was saying, for the debut of the baseline.
Then on Tuesday, we have the
Monday. We have
Monday. Peck, I'm sorry, Peck.
Monday in Peck and Harbor Beach.
And Friday.
And then Friday we have another game.
Cass City at Bad Axe.
There we go. So we'll see Bad Axe again. I didn't realize that worked out that way. But so quite the lineup here for us as we're getting back in the swing of things here for WLW Sports. this first game, you never know exactly how it's all going to come out. We haven't called a game, in a at least a basketball game, in a year. It's been about 6 weeks since I called a football game. And even so, the transition is just